What's brewing thanks to Four Pines? Well, it's all brewing, and it's brewing down in the Shire, the place they call the Shire. Fitzgibbon signs. He signs a three-year deal to coach from 2022. Now, his father, Alan, coached the Sharks from 89 to 91. So we knew that was sort of happening. We could feel that building. Yesterday on the show with Jimmy Smith and Katie, who were filling in for Vossie, Chris Orr, the manager of Johnny Bomber Morris, said that, look, he'd met them the night before and he felt as though was told that John was a front runner for the job. And within 12, 14 hours, it was just turned on its head. John Morris terminated effective immediately and replaced by current assistant Josh Hannay. Now, Josh Hannay has been through this only recently when Paul Green left the Cowboys, lost his first six matches. So a very, very tough thing to do. Now, I mentioned on this program at the start of the year, Fletch, I said the Sharkies, regardless of whether they're pursuing with Bomber Morris or they're not, they need to come out publicly and say that they have assured him that he'll be coaching every game up until the end of the year, which is the end of his contract. Otherwise, they risk hijacking their season. And this is exactly what's happened.
The only thing I can think is that they wanted to get rid of him now.
Why would you get rid of him
now?
Well,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Basically, they don't want him to succeed. Imagine him getting all the way into the semi-finals. If they did, they galvanise the team and they're saying it's us against them. And how hard would it be? And imagine the backlash from the fans. If, say, if they won the comp. Yeah. I know that's a stretch. But if I'm a player or a fan of the Sharks, no disrespect to Josh Hannay, it's only round five. Wouldn't you want, like, the season's over.
That's right.
But if I'm a fan or a player, yeah, you haven't got all the bullets in the gun. You've only got, John Morris is obviously a head coach for a reason.
Yep.
But now they've sacked him after, they've won two games. Should have beat the Chooks on the weekend.
Yeah. Narrow loss to the Raiders due to goal kicking.
Josh Hannay might be the greatest coach in the world. Yep. But at the moment, the best coach at Cronulla Sharks is John Morris.
Read the room. All the players publicly are coming out. They love the bloke, right? And look, I'll be completely honest. I personally believe that Craig Fitzgibbon is going to be a superstar coach. He's had a tremendous career himself, highly intelligent, been involved with the Blues, been involved with Trent Robbins for a long, long time and plays a big, big part in what they've achieved. So I've got no doubt that them signing Craig Fitzgibbon is probably a smart move, yep. right? And if yep. Craig Fitzgibbon goes to the open market, you used the term FOMO the other day, they would swoop him. And in fact, if we're brutally honest, if Bomber Morris and Fitzy go to the market together, Fitzy probably gets picked up first, right?
Yep.
I think there's a lot of blue sky on Fitzy. However, you cannot deny what Bomber Morris has achieved. And what I think personally, Fletch, is that it just had to be, like, he's played over 100 games for the club, over 300 games for the code. He coached through the juniors. He's developed so many young players. Surely it is, Bomber, we've decided to go down the path of Craig Fitzgibbon.
Yep.
Would you like to, we'll understand either way. Would you like to stay on and carry on for the rest of the year? But we'd also appreciate it if you want to unsubscribe now and away you go. Is that not what should have happened?
That's what should have happened. And we don't know. John Morris hasn't made a statement yet. He hasn't come out and said, I can only imagine that he would have wanted to stay on. He said he loves the players and he wanted to continue, but we don't know what's happened since.
But the reason we think the way we think is because of this. His mother comes out.
His mum, yeah.
On Facebook, right? And his mum would know. My heart breaks, his mum Sharon, by the way, my heart breaks for my son, the coach. So dedicated, so loyal. And you can see those things, can't you? So disgusted that he was treated so badly by the board, even though he knew they weren't re-signing him. He wanted to finish out his contract. Right. He loves his players and staff. His only question, why? They couldn't answer him. Fans get to know your board. They are deceitful liars. Deceitful liars 24 hours early. They said no deal had been done. You have the power, but must be financial members for 3 years before you can vote. Vote them out and bring back Barry Russell, a true, loyal Sharks man. Look, what I'll say to this is that this happens at all boards, right, where you can't be brutally honest in all occasions because they are getting their ducks in a row, and I can appreciate this. Where I think that the club has done the wrong thing, and this is where I've got no doubt, Fletch, that Fitzy and Robbo and maybe more at the board for the Roosters have known about this for some time, right?
Yep.
But this is the difference. They are ironclad over there at the Roosters, aren't they? Front office, back office, they are ironclad where nothing gets out. And it only takes, there has been one member, There's been stuff leaking out of that board at Cronulla. Now, I'm not throwing this at the whole board, but there is somebody there who is leaking to the media that this comes out. And then it puts all of a sudden, because the Roosters got in contact with the Sharks and said, look, sort this mess out immediately. They've probably known about this for a long time.
Yeah, Fitzy would have told them.
Yeah, sort it out, you know, because this is a zoo. This stuff doesn't happen at the Roosters.
Doesn't happen at a few clubs.
Yeah.
Penrith are pretty solid like that. But what I don't get, basically the board have thrown their hands up in the air and said, we're going to sacrifice this season just to get rid of Bomber. It's a fifth of the way through the year.
Yep.
If Bomber wanted to stay, like his mum is saying, I just don't, for the life of me, as a player, you want to have the best people around you to give you the best opportunity to win the comp.
Yep.
No, and as I said before, Josh Hannah might be a terrific coach, but at the moment, in Cronulla, he's not the best. He's the second best coach there.
And I don't believe you're saving money. You're going to have to pay out Bomber anyway.
Absolutely. It's nothing to do with money. I think it's to save face that if they did keep Bomber on and he galvanised the team and they end up going deep into the semi-finals, it would be so hard to then say, well, Fish is coming over the next week. And they would be embarrassed by that.
Yeah, Bomber's not the type of bloke to do this, by the way. So he's not going to be pulling the tail on the Sharks. But if they do fall in a heap, well, then he comes out glowing like a rose. Yep. Sometimes the best gifts come badly wrapped. Have you say 1300 01 1170. Gav from Blacktown's here. G'day, Gav.
How you going, boys?
Going well, Gav. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Just finished work. Only 11 and a half hours. That's not too bad. Mate, now, I'll tell you what. With Johnny Morris, I reckon if they would have kept him there and the boys knowing he's leaving and they put in a big year and go that one step further in the finals and then Fitzy comes in next year and the boys like, nah, don't make it, well, they don't look too good. They get rid of Morris now. Hennie takes over, the boys are like, eh, don't really know what they're doing. Are they here next year? Are they there? They don't play that well. If Fitzy comes in next year, they make the finals. Who looks good? The board looks good.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with what you're saying. But as a player and as a fan, they're not giving the Cronulla Sharks at the moment aren't, because no John Morris, they're not giving the best shot to win the competition. I don't care what you say. And regardless of whether they play for Johnny Morris or they play for Josh Hennie, the fact that at the moment, John Morris is the best coach at the Cronulla Sharks.
That's right. That's exactly right. And he's had a lot of things against him. And look, I think it's a great appointment, Craig Fitzgibbon. If I'm brutally honest, he's a great appointment for any club. But what John Bomber Morris has done, I think that he was deserved. If it's not the case, he was certainly deserved of having the opportunity to coach the boys for the rest of the year, which would have also been a risk for him as well. Where the players could have used as an excuse if they finished badly, well, that would obviously drive the share price down for Bomber Morris, which I'm sure he would have taken it on, according to his mum, Sharon. Anyway, Gav, we appreciate your call. Other news, I wonder whether these boys come into the mix. The Roosters star Brett Morris has denied that he and twin brother Josh are a package deal and has tossed up the possibility of one brother retiring from the game this year while the other chooses to play on. The Morris brothers both signed one-year contract extensions at the end of the 2020 season, and they are off contract. Now, I did the maths today, Fletch, and the tries on the weekend of the
did
Morris
you say maths?
Boys. Maths.
Maths, sorry.
TH. TH. Yeah, maths. And 450 tries now as a family. John, so that's Steve has 122, Brett 176, and Josh 152. 450 tries between the family. Plenty there as well.